This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Lots of people enjoying sun, ice creams in the sun yesterday. Lots of pictures of that in the papers. The Irish Independent, ice creams at the ready as mercury climbs above 30 degrees. So we had 30.5 degrees Celsius recorded in Clare yesterday. But today's forecast says that we could have temperatures of 31 degrees. So every day this week, it feels like we're breaking records. If you're not a fan of the heat, I know not everyone loves the sun, not everyone loves the heat. It is breaking tomorrow. And actually, there's talk that the bank holiday weekend is going to be cold and blustery. So that's something to look forward to. The Occupied Territories Bill is all over the papers today. The Irish Independent says that there are concerns over protecting 250,000 jobs in the tech sector. And this is influencing the government's Occupied Territories Bill. We saw these rows in Leinster House yesterday over that particular bill. The Cabinet approved it, restricting trade with Israeli settlements, but IT and fintech sectors are not included in the bill. The Irish Times: opposition parties are vowing to try to toughen the Occupied Territories Bill, which targets Israeli imports produced from Palestinian lands. So the opposition is going to try and toughen it when the government brings it to the Oireachtas in the coming weeks. The Irish Examiner on the front page leads with the EPA report. I'm not sure many people would be that surprised that we're failing to meet our greenhouse gas emissions. I suppose the target was quite ambitious, and that's probably why we're seeing that we're going to miss our European and domestic emissions reductions targets by quite some distance. Just half of the state's goal projected to be achieved now. So we hoped to have a 51% reduction. We're now at 25%, it looks like. But it's not that surprising because we keep hearing this, that we're failing to meet our targets. The Irish Daily Mail: pay your own way to stay, Ukrainians told. Tens of thousands of Ukrainians receiving housing supports from the state will not be eligible to remain here under strict new rules. Yesterday, the Cabinet approved measures to wind down the level of supports given to those who fled the Russian invasion since 2022. So basically, we're phasing out state accommodation, and we did have rent subsidies of €800. Now they'll be reduced to €400, and we're also developing a voluntary return programme as well. The Irish Sun: love conquers ball. Galway fans in shock last night after GAA hunk Sean Fitzgerald was confirmed for the upcoming season of Love Island. The 25-year-old has stunned supporters by stepping away from the senior football panel. This came out last week. I think it was balls.ie had the story first, and now it was confirmed yesterday that Sean Fitzgerald is going into Love Island. So there'll be more Irish interest every year. You have to have someone Irish on the show, it seems. So this year it is him. Just a final front page story comes from the Times of London, and I know a lot of people hate office jargon, but there's an interesting one about the people who use office jargon aren't actually that intelligent. So a study suggests that the people most enamoured by Corporate Waffle are not the office's sharpest thinkers. Researchers found that employees who responded warmly to management jargon scored lower on tests of analytical thinking and problem solving. They were also more likely to make poor calls when presented with practical workplace dilemmas. So they can chat all the bull they want, but actually when it comes to a practical solution to a problem, they're not that good at it. Some of the examples being given, these are people who use phrases like a thought shower and growth hacking paradigms. Utterly meaningless corporate bull, and actually these are the buzzwords that people are using because they don't really know what they're talking about, so they use buzzwords instead. So that's in the Times of London. Inside the papers, I see the Irish Times are saying that Fine Gael has reprimanded a councillor after remarks he made about the feet of the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. This is in these famous WhatsApp groups, which are absolutely lethal. I don't know why people are in all these WhatsApp groups, because there's nothing but trouble with them. But the remarks were swiftly deleted and they were made as a joke by a Carlow councillor, Brian O'Donoghue. And when another member of the group questioned the comment about Jennifer Carroll McNeill's feet, Mr. O'Donoghue quickly removed the content. Later, he contacted the health minister to apologise for the comment about her feet, and she accepted the apology. We don't know what was in the foot message, but there was a speedy removal, and Fine Gael has reprimanded the councillor. Then I see in the Irish Examiner more comments in politics. These are a lot more serious. This is across the water, where Carol Vorderman has demanded an apology from a Reform UK candidate for disgusting comments he made about her on social media. This is a Reform candidate in the upcoming Makerfield by election. His name is Robert Kenyon, running for Nigel Farage, and he made some pretty disgusting comments, or certainly shared some comments about Carol Vorderman. There's also more comments now that have been unearthed by Mr. Kenyon, who'll be running against Andy Burnham in this crucial by-election, by the way. So he said that women who have abortions get them for vanity purposes, and so they can shag anyone they want. He also said that women can't referee, women can't drive, women can't give directions. Women presenting rugby games on TV aren't up to the job, and they're only there to tick a box. And he also said, "I'm sexist, sorry, but I am." I suppose the ideal candidate then to run for election. Couple of final stories. Congratulations to Mary O'Leary, Ní Quinn, who celebrated her 107th birthday, 107 years old, last weekend. The Irish Independent says that she was delighted to receive her first commemorative coin from the new president, Catherine Connolly. She was born in 1919 in County Clare, now lives in Galway, and she got her gift of a cheque from the state when she turned 100 of €2,540. Big into reading. She gives that as one of the reasons for her longevity, is her interest in reading, which is interesting. Final story comes from the Mirror, and we're told that drivers consider their car to be their happy place thanks to the feeling of freedom and the chance to relax that it gives them. This is a poll of 2,000 motorists who found 42% see driving as relaxing, while 53% enjoy the sense of independence it brings, and 3 in 10 even take the long way home just to spend extra time at the wheel, or maybe to avoid the people who are at home as well. Have to say, I'm lucky I don't have traffic in the morning, but last week I was sitting on the N7 for an hour. I certainly didn't feel like it was my happy place. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.